On March the 12th this year, a proposal to adopt the Part 3 of the Gaming and Lotteries Act 1956. The rush to get this through in Donegal was because this act was common and because for other changes are maybe being proposed here by the Dáil. For the whole, the Inishowen Municipal District and the Letterkenny Municipal District were rushed through. But the move invoked the original 1956 Act and comes at a time when concern about the impact that the largely unregulated industry of gaming is having on families and communities is growing. There was strong lobbying on the part of private businesses in Donegal. It's understood that about 85 submissions were received, the majority in favour of the proposal. And at a meeting late last year, business owners operating the arcade urged councillors to adopt Part 3 of the Act. They said that if Part 3 of the Act was not adopted, they would not be able to obtain gaming licences and revenue, which had already seized some machines, would continue with enforcement. They further said that this would lead to the closure of arcades with the loss of almost 130 jobs, and they also told how over 90% of their trade was cross-border, so therefore their business should be protected. While close attention was paid to private business, very little communication was made with the public. There were claims that not enough time had been given for the receipt of submissions from the public, and questions were raised as to whether the process was properly advertised. A petition was signed by 150 local people, but obviously it was ignored by the councillors. It's suspicious that councillors would rush to approve Part 3 for the whole of the Inishowen and Letterkenny municipal districts in time before this and other gambling reform bills are pushed through the Oireachtas. While this bill is an opportunity, it has failed to address the arbitrary nature of local authorities' role in enacting Part 3 of the Principal Act. There's a big problem with this section, as it includes for the first time the involvement and expansion of powers of superintendents, who will now have the authority to grant licences for gambling and gaming.